Warriors and Spurs game four in San Antonio. A Sunday matinee played on the heels of the New Orleans Pelicans securing their spot in the Western Conference semifinals and set to face the winner of this series. And the Warriors getting a strong battle from the Spurs as Kevin Durant delivers 34 points, yet San Antonio forces a game five on Tuesday at Oracle Arena with the 103-90 win. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Hey Steve, what do you think accounted for the low shooting numbers overall?
I just thought our execution was poor and their defense was great. And so the combination of the two was led to a poor offensive night for us.
Only 19 assists, which is a very low number for you guys. I mean, was that one of the biggest issues, just maybe stagnation at times?
Yeah. Poor execution for us means the ball's not moving. I'm anxious to see our passing totals for the game. I don't think it's very high. They had a lot to do with that. You know, I think we had 7 turnovers in the first 4 or 5 minutes. They forced a few of them. They forced a shot clock violation. First possession of the game, which set a tone. But, 7 turnovers in the first 4 or 5 minutes in a playoff game on the road, you know, good luck.
Steve, usually when Clay has a rough start like that, he kind of gets back to the mean in the second half. Why wasn't he able to do that today?
When we don't execute, it's harder for Clay to get open looks. So what did he take? 16 shots. I only remember 2 or 3 of them open. When we play the way we normally do, when we defend with a purpose, when the ball moves, Clay tends to get more open looks. But they controlled the pace and the force of the game right from the beginning. I give them great credit. I mean, it's not surprising. You know, this is a championship organization coached by Pop the last 20 years to be the toughest, smartest team on the floor night in and night out, no matter the circumstances, up 3-0, down 3-0. You know what the Spurs are going to do. And they did it to us tonight.
They hit 15 threes after being wet, you know, very cold the first few games. Was that your defense allowing it or them just getting hot?
I thought they made shots, obviously, 15 for 28. They missed some the last couple games that they probably should have made. Tonight our defense was not as sharp. Sometimes the ball goes in. Aldridge banked one in, so tonight was their night from three, and we've got to be better covering the line next game.
I see, particularly to close the game out, how did you want Kevin to address just that role of, you know, either going ISO or moving the ball? What was kind of the hope with that?
We're just, you know, at the end of the game, we're down. We're just attacking. So we just want to go. We just want to push it. And we ran a lot of high screens. And, you know, it's just the end of the game.
Steve, you've seen Manu several years and seen the magic he does, and you talk about his fourth quarter and after that. Do you think he should come back one more year?
I think he should come back 2 more years. I smiled when he made that corner three right in front of us at the end of the game. It was just so typical Manu, you know, 41 years old and 16 points and, you know, hits the clinching three. He's Manu. That's what he does.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to ask you if you wanted to see the birth certificate for Manu to prove he's not really 21. So he can play forever, can he?
I know he's old because he was my teammate, and I'm old as dirt. And so if I played with him, he must be old.
Steve, I know that Sean was dealing with that ankle injury. What did he bring tonight? It seemed like for large stretches of time he was kind of a stabilizing force, keeping the team alive.
Always. Sean is always a stabilizing force for us. I thought he was good. You know, we had to bring him in early in the third because of Andre's foul trouble. He gave us some scoring. Sean did a nice job. You guys ever seen a box score like this? We out-rebounded them 61-34 and got crushed. They lost by 13 points. So, weird game, all in all. I give them great credit. They only turned it over 8 times. They executed. They came out and played with the force that's necessary to win a playoff game, and we did not. And it's a good lesson for us. Good reminder that you got to bring it. You got to play hard and smart and tough. And we'll do that on Tuesday.
And now as the Warriors head back to the Bay Area, we want to remind you that there are several ways for you to check out Warriors Sound and listen in to what we have streaming 24/7. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound. Plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.